We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo back in network control. Hope you guys are doing very, 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 very well on this Friday edition of the show, rolling on until 7 p.m. and ready to have some fun, have some big guests lined up for you today as well, folks. Sports Illustrated's chief college football reporter, Ross Dellinger, will be joining us at 3:30 today. Create some scheduling conflict for us because of the way our segments are lined up, but we look forward to having him on right at 3:30, and I'm sure you're going to want to hear what he has to say. At 6 p.m. this evening, Aaron Torres, 6 p.m., Lonzo, right? We agreed is right on the afternoon, evening borderline. Is that right?
That's evening, man.
6 o'clock is evening. At 6 p.m., Fox Sports' Aaron Torres will join us as well. I'm bringing on these college sports experts just to give us, I want them to give all of us and all of you the lay of the land as it pertains to college football, right? And as it pertains to our attempts to do this moving forward. I have a fun little quiz for Lonzo coming up at 5:20 that you are not going to want to miss. I think this is going to be a riot. I hope Lonzo takes it in the spirit intended. I never really know with Sir Lonzo, but we will see. And that quiz is supposed to come up at 5:20, as well as March Mayhem coming your way at 4:40.
This isn't a compatibility quiz, is it? Or it's nothing like that, is it? I'm starting to put some thought into it, and I'm concerned.
Yeah, Lonzo, I'm judging you and I and our relationship on compatibility. Right. And we're bringing on the show with us at 5:20, a relationship expert to see how long you and I can expect this relationship to last.
It's about time.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? So that's coming up at 5:20. Wink, wink. And so much more coming your way between now and 7 p.m. today. Here is how you can be a part of what we've got going on. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air is how you can get to us on Twitter. Very simple Twitter policy. If you're following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. And finally, email Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways to get in touch with us on the show today. And as you guys know, we get to each and every one of your texts, all right, and your tweets and your emails and your calls on the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. Folks, I have some unfortunate news if you are a Clemson Tiger fan, okay? Unfortunate news, but not really, because it's just my opinion, really. And what does my opinion, why would you let my opinion ruin your day, right? Why would you ever do that? So here's the thing. Yesterday, we got some unfortunate news. We got some unfortunate news on Xavier Thomas with the Clemson Tigers. Xavier Thomas is going to redshirt this season. Xavier Thomas is a junior. This is his third year at Clemson. He could declare for the NFL draft after this season, and that would make Clemson fans laugh, much like it makes me laugh when some players on Florida's basketball team who have done nothing think they want to declare for the NBA draft when they're averaging 6 points a game. So, Xavier Thomas, look, he's been underwhelming, right? There are players who get more out of less, Hunter Renfrow. There are players who get less out of more, Xavier Thomas. But Xavier Thomas is going to be redshirted because he had COVID, and evidently he had COVID bad. And then he's also had strep throat. And yesterday in a media session, Dabo Swinney was going into how, you know, the breathing was an issue for Xavier Thomas at one point. It's interesting. I went through and I read all of Xavier Thomas's tweets between now and when the pandemic started, because they didn't announce when Xavier Thomas had COVID that he did. They just announced like a startling number of Clemson players had tested positive, 37 at one point, and Xavier Thomas was one of them. But yesterday we got the news that Xavier Thomas was in fact infected with COVID and had a pretty rough case. And as a result of where his body is at this particular point, Dabo Swinney's saying he's not going to play this year. And so you look at, he's not going to play, he's going to redshirt this year, which means the new rules say you can play up to four games. That could mean that Xavier Thomas misses all the games until maybe the Notre Dame game, or he misses all the games until the conference championship game, and then plays the conference championship game, and perhaps one or two games in the playoff, right? But folks, at this point, outside looking in, at this point, Clemson has lost two of its top 10 players. Two of its top 10 players are not available for Dabo Swinney, not available for Trevor Lawrence, Justin Ross, and Xavier Thomas. Xavier Thomas, in the Phil Steele College Football Preview magazine, is a third team All-ACC selection. He's on the ACC third team. Also on the third team, fellow defensive end Justin Foster of Clemson is on that third team. Speaking of the defense of Clemson, Darian Kendrick is on the first team, and James Skalski and Tyler Davis are on the second team. But if you add up all the players on Clemson that are on the All-ACC teams, Xavier Thomas, according to Phil Steele and his experts, is undoubtedly one of the top 10 players on Clemson, right? Undoubtedly one of the top 10 players on the team. I don't think, folks, that you can lose two of your top 10 players and expect to be the favorite for the national championship. Now, I posted this on Twitter yesterday, and oh my goodness gracious, the world went nuts on Mark Ryan yet again. Listen to this ratio. 6-1. You know, like they say on Twitter, if you have more comments to your tweet than likes, that you posted something that was very unpopular. I had six times the responses than I did likes. And here's what I said. Clemson has now lost two of the top 10 players on its team, two stars. There's no way they should be considered the national championship favorite at this point. Making the playoff would be a great season. I'm still trying to figure out what that I said set off Clemson Nation. What set off Dueling Banjos? I'm trying to figure out what I said that did it. Was it that they shouldn't be considered the favorite for the national championship? Is it making the playoff would be a great season? Folks, making the playoff would be a great season for any school. No? Is making the playoff no longer a great season for Clemson? It'd be a great season for Florida. Florida's a good program, right? So anyway, I was looking at some of these odds for the national championship this year. And, you know, before everything hit the wall, here's what we were looking at. LSU and Florida were 1,400, which means you bet $100, and if either one wins the national championship, you win 1,400. That's 14-1 odds. Alabama was 400. That's 4-1 odds. Georgia is at 1,200, 12-1 odds. Ohio State is at 320. That's 3.2-1 odds, right? And Clemson was the favorite to win the national championship at 250. So 2.5-1, right? It's a sport where, with so many teams, even the favorite has less than a 50-50 shot of winning the national championship. At least that's what Vegas says at the start of the year. But Clemson is the favorite, according to the Vegas experts. They're just no longer the favorite to me, okay, this year. And in my life, I've always wanted to be the underdog. I've always wanted to be the underdog in my life. I'm amazed at the number of Clemson fans that either A, want to be the title favorite, and B, are offended that I think they're not the title favorite. None of those two things make any sense to me whatsoever. I don't know if you guys realize this, but today is Producer Appreciation Day. Lonzo, Ohio State is Mark Ryan's favorite to win the national championship. Do I get lunch, an ice cream cone, anything like that?
Sure, I'll take you out after the show. Just meet me out front.
I think Ohio State's the favorite to win the national championship this year. Oh, but Mark Ryan, what are you saying? Folks, in how many years has the favorite, has the preseason number one gone on to win the national championship? What does that actually mean? Was LSU the favorite last year? Anybody, Fry, Bueller? You know they weren't. LSU was on nobody's radar last year. Most preseason magazines had them between 10 and 20. LSU wasn't on the radar last year, so who cares if Clemson is the favorite to win the national championship? Evidently, you guys do. Evidently, you do. But I do think they're in the running. I do firmly believe that with the attrition that they've had, making the college football playoff would be a fantastic year. And I don't understand why everybody's upset about this. I think Ohio State is the clear favorite right now. I don't think Alabama is in Ohio State's class at this point. I think Clemson is kind of right there with Alabama, but I think Ohio State at this point is a notch above for me. Georgia, too many question marks with Jamie Newman. Is Jamie Newman even going to win the starting job? What to make of that whole situation, right? Too many question marks that they could develop. They could develop into a really strong outfit, but we don't know at this particular point. So for me, right now, it's Ohio State 1, Alabama 2, and Clemson 3, followed by some sort of mix of Georgia, Florida, and LSU, okay? But Clemson, for me, is a clear number 3 entering the season, and it's because of the losses that they have. I understand that the defensive line is loaded. Tyler Davis, Niles Pinckney, Justin Foster are still there. You know, you have K.J. Henry, who people, you know, people said to me yesterday, man, you need to, if you're saying Xavier Thomas is the most talented guy, you need to check right there. You got Miles Murphy. There's a lot. You got Brian Brzee. You got a lot of depth on that defensive line. It's the strongest position on the entire Clemson roster, but you've lost two of your top 10 players. And if I'm a Clemson fan right now, I'm enjoying being the underdog. I'm enjoying having Mark Ryan saying you're not the favorite, because Ohio State, as of today, is my pick to win the national championship. Your thoughts on this are welcome at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. A texter says, damn good thing your opinion doesn't matter. Damn good thing you're listening. I appreciate you listening. Mark, really? Ohio State has a new logo on their field because Clemson owns them. See what happens here, Lonzo? I mean, people get offended. Why as Clemson fans do you guys want to be the favorite? Why do you want to be the favorite? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Relish being the underdog. No one was picking LSU last year. They won, right? Relish being the underdog.
You know what?
Right?
They should want to be the underdog because then Dabo gets to do what he's best at. They don't believe in us. They don't think we can do it. All his favorite, you know, aw shucks moments he can do, but he can't do that now. Who was number one last year? Was it them or was it Alabama? I don't
Alabama.
Remember.
No, Alabama. Clemson started the year number one.
Yeah.
They finished the year number two. It's the only year of the last 9 years Clemson hasn't finished higher than their preseason ranking. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, look, I don't understand what you guys are getting so offended at, okay? You can't tell me. Like, if Trevor Lawrence was out, would you still be getting mad when somebody says they're not the national championship favorite? I mean, come on. You're losing Justin Ross. You're losing Xavier Thomas. You're losing two of your top 10 players. That is a big deal. That is attrition that is very, very tough to overcome. And I have all the belief in the world in Amari Rodgers, in Frank Ladson, in Joseph Ngata. I have all the belief in the world in those guys, okay? Tyler Davis, Pinckney, etc. I have all the belief in the world in them. But, you know, look, when you're splitting hairs, when it's up against you against Alabama and you against Ohio State, I'm going to side at this point with those schools that haven't suffered that level of attrition. All right, coming up next on the show, at what number does what we are competing for become illegitimate? That's next. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, I'll tell you, the text line is lighting up. Would you cut that out? The text line is lighting up, and I love to see it. Love the passion here in the Upstate. You ever hear people say, and I'm glad for most of you this never has to happen to you, but you know how people say, like, they were misquoted or misreported or something like that? There are now articles out online, publications about my tweet yesterday, right? Which I don't know if I should take this as a compliment or not, Lonzo, but on rubbingtherock.com, which is fansided Clemson site, Jeff, yeah, rubbing the, it's a funny name, right? funny name. I don't know if jiggling the twig and giggleberries was unavailable, but it is called rubbingtherock.com. And it's, the title of the article is Upstate Pundit Thinks Clemson Football Isn't Worthy of Ranking. Well, those weren't my words, right? And then it
says, "Wow, you're a pundit. Way to go!"
Yeah, and then it says, "However, Upstate radio host and in parentheses Florida graduate Mark Ryan took the opportunity to take a shot at Clemson." Did I take a shot at them and their preseason number one ranking? And then he posts my tweet, which says, "Clemson has now lost two of the top 10 players on its team. Two stars. There's no way they should be considered the national championship favorite at this point. Making the playoff would be a great season." Is that a shot? I can show you, Jeff Benedict, what a shot is if you would like to see one. But that my
he
friend,
means
is
that
not
figuratively. That was not a threat.
Yeah, I am sure. And then he continues. I am sure, as a Florida graduate, Ryan would love. What does Florida graduate have anything to do with it? I'm sure as a Florida graduate, Ryan would love nothing more than to think that a team with more talent and better coaching, such as Clemson, has already been eliminated from the college football playoff before the season ever kicked off.
Let me explain something.
I don't understand.
Let me explain something to you, Mark. If you didn't go to Clemson or you weren't born here, you are not qualified to talk about that great university.
Does this guy not realize that I hosted the Clemson postgame show, had a great experience with them, have no reason, have nothing personal against Clemson? I'm just giving my opinion. What is me being a Florida graduate? I mean, as if Florida and Clemson are some big rivals or something, man. Makes no sense. Makes no sense to me. All right, coming up next, we're gonna go right to one of the foremost experts of college football to bring you the latest. All right? Right here on Offsides, Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated joins us next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, really happy to bring our next guest to you. He is Sports Illustrated's college football guy, writes on college football for my favorite publication. You know, I'll tell you what, man, one of the happiest moments of my childhood, and leave my childhood alone because it was great, was when I was 12 or 13, I received a Sports Illustrated subscription for Christmas. I've never been happier. And then I was wondering if my parents were going to allow me to get the swimsuit issue. And then one day I get home from school, Lonzo. Tell me this isn't awkward. The swimsuit issue is just laying there on my bed when I get home from school one day. But I'll tell you what, it's always been my favorite magazine, and it was a real treat to run into Ross Dellinger going to cover my first Clemson football postgame show, the first game of last year against Georgia Tech. Ross and I were lost, and we found our way together, and he joins us right now on the show. Ross, hope you're doing well, man. Are you well and safe, and is everything good with you?
Yes, thanks for asking. I'm good. I'm healthy and doing well, like, aside from being as busy as ever, busiest off season ever. You know, I'm trucking along healthy.
I'm really, really glad to hear that. Ross, I thought something you posted this week was fascinating, and it was I just put on my rundown here the Power Five going rogue. So there is a plan in place potentially if the NCAA says no fall championships, the Power Five could hold its own fall championships. Could you let my audience into this just a little bit?
This is certainly a storyline of seems like every offseason, right? You know, when's the Power Five going to split from the NCAA? We talk about it a lot. And I think what the pandemic has done is potentially put that on the fast track a little bit. And we're seeing, you know, because the NCAA Board of Governors, in all of this really kind of right now is moot because of what happened earlier this week. What happened was the Power Five leaders were concerned that the NCAA Board of Governors would cancel fall championships D1, D2, and D3. And so they were afraid that that would happen. And so they began to explore hosting their own championships because they want to have football in the fall. And in order optically to have football. You need to have all of the sports. Sure. And in order to have all of the sports, you need to have fall championships. So they were going to host their own if the Board of Governors had canceled a fall championship, which some expected them to do. So what happened was is the Board of Governors sent the decision to each of its divisions. And so right now, decision on D1 lies with the D1 Council, which is made up of a lot of athletic administrators and is weighted toward the Power Five. So there's no expectation now, unless blank hits the fan, so to speak, that fall championships are going to be canceled by the D1 Council. I doubt that would happen. I will say D2 and D3 have already canceled their fall championships.
Yes.
And that's exactly why the Board of Governors did what they did. You know, each division has its own kind of a group of teams and ideals and budgets, and they're all very different, I think. Or certainly D1 is very different from D2 and D3. So the Board of Governors, I think, wisely sent the decision down to have each of those divisions make their own kind of call. And that's what's happened on D2, D3. And right now, you know, D1 is in limbo, but I do not expect, again, barring some crazy happenings and spikes in the virus and such, I do not expect them to cancel the fall championships.
Ross Dellinger, lead college football writer for Sports Illustrated, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Ross, by the way, thank you so much for making everybody's schedule so clear and easy to read. Your tweet on what every conference is doing, I have had that screen up on my computer more than any other this entire week. So thank you for that, sir. Given that, what was the most surprising scheduling announcement that you saw?
I'm trying to think here. You know, I didn't expect the SEC to necessarily go conference only until the day before it did, when we reported the news. I think they wanted to save those 13 Power Five non-conference games, and I kind of expected them to work in that direction to do that. But in the end, you know, they decided to. It was too difficult, and conference only gives them a little more flexibility and such. However, that was probably the most surprising. But you know, the Big Ten was the first one to do it, going to conference only, and that kind of shocked everybody.
Certainly was the case. You know, we were kicking around the idea on this show, Ross. Why not play hardball with Notre Dame if you're the ACC? I mean, the ACC is really bending over backwards to give Notre Dame a legitimate schedule this year. Why not say, hey, you know, you guys have had your toe dipped in the water with us now for a number of years. You know, you said when the bleep hits the fan, Ross, I'll say, how about it's time to bleep or get off the pot? Are you in it? Are you in with us or are you not? If we're going to do this for you this year, we'd like a longer-term commitment from you. Why not? Why not, you know, draw a harder line against the Fighting Irish?
Who knows? Maybe that was discussed and just not necessarily made public yet, because you're right. It would make a lot of sense, and this made a lot of sense for both sides. Obviously, the ACC got not just picked up a caliber opponent on everybody's schedule now, but are on most of their schedules. I think Notre Dame had 6 games, and now they'll have picked up 4 extras. So you have a caliber opponent there in Notre Dame, but you also get, of course, their money is split, their TV revenue. So it's kind of a win-win there for the ACC. And then, you know, it's a win for Notre Dame too, because they, as most independents, as we're seeing, they were kind of caught in a tricky situation in a year that, you know, a lot of major conferences are going conference only. But maybe that was a discussion point. Hey, Notre Dame, you know, we're going to let you in this year. Think about maybe making it more long term. And maybe, you know, this pandemic is shining a light and putting different things, as we talked earlier about the Power Five, like splitting with the NCAA. It's put different things on the fast track, this pandemic, and maybe this is one of them.
Ross, what do you make of all of these demands being made upon different conferences by players within those conferences? You know, we did a whole little study on this show about how, you know, if the Pac-12 provided its players with 50% of revenues, the Pac-12 would cease to exist potentially. And I've spoken to the players on this show, and I've said, look, I want you guys to realize that your efforts in college football are directly funding all of your other friends on all of your other sports teams, and that these financial demands are not possible. And I think sometimes players feel like their athletic directors are just rolling in money, their athletic department rolling in money. But, you know, there's more to these demands, testing protocols, so on and so forth. But as you digest the different demands being made in the We Are United campaigns, Ross, can I get your takeaways from these?
I think the We Are United campaign and the Pac-12 is vastly different from the other two that have come out, the one in the Mountain West last night and then the day before, the one in the Big Ten. The Mountain West and Big Ten are most similar. They're very similar. Their demands are only COVID-related health concerns and such. And I think most, if not all, their demands have already been met. There's a couple that I think are reasonable demands that will eventually be met, or some kind of agreement will come to pass. What's happened in the Pac-12 is a little different. They asked for, as you mentioned, a cut of a revenue, which is, you know, unreasonable, and it's just completely unrealistic. And as we reported this morning on the call, the first call between the We Are United and Pac-12 leaders, Pac-12 made clear they were not entering into any kind of negotiations about that revenue cut. There was nothing that was made clear to the players that they were not engaging in that demand at all. And you're right. If the Pac-12 and other conferences, honestly, if they cut their revenue in half and split it among the players, there would be probably some real issues financially for the conference, because, as you mentioned, you know, most college programs, and let's take the Pac-12 as an example, I think and John Wildner has done a great job covering the Pac-12 out there for the Mercury News. And he's reported this, I think, several times. At least three of the Pac-12 schools are in debt. They are losing money in the athletic departments, that is. I think Cal is one of them, and there's two more, and they're in debt already. So we think these schools are just flush with cash. And, yes, maybe the upper echelon, you know, the top 15 to 20 schools like the LSUs, the Michigans, Ohio States, sure, they're you know, Oklahoma's maybe, Texas, they're flush with cash, but you know, a lot of them are not, and they're breaking even or losing money.
Ross Dellinger, lead college football writer for Sports Illustrated. Ross, so greatly appreciate your time. I need to ask you, Ross, you have the best caricature picture on Twitter that I've ever seen. Where do I get that done? Who did that for you?
I don't remember. It has been so long now, but it is. It's pretty cool. You send them a picture. It costs like $25, I think. You send them a photo of yourself, and they send you back a caricature. It's pretty cool.
If you can remember that, Ross, if you remember who that is, can you shoot me a line? Is that all right?
Yeah, I will do.
Appreciate it, Ross. Hey, good health wishes to you and your family. Hope you guys stay healthy and safe. Thanks so much for your time today, all right?
All righty. Thanks.
Thank you. Ross Dellinger on Twitter, at Ross Dellinger, at RossDellinger, here on the show today. If you're on Twitter, check out his bio there. He's got like the caricature face of himself that looks exactly like what he looks like in real life. And it's really cool. Really cool. Okay. Coming up next, guys. At what number does what we're attempting become illegitimate? I'll explain when Offsides continues right after this. We are ESPN Upstate.
Listen. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what's interesting? I feel like in terms of mentality, like who's in a better mental space right now? I think Gamecock fans are in a better mental space than Clemson. And I don't know why that is. Like South Carolina fans right now, they feel like they're in a place of acceptance with where they are. Will Muschamp's in a prove it year? We need to see some improvement. We'd like to see how Ryan Helinski grows and develops. We'd like to make a bowl game. We'd like to have a winning record. They seem to understand who they are, where they are, and their place in life. Do they not? Clemson fans, on the other hand, I don't know. Maybe it's because they feel like one of their years at the top might be slipping away, right, with the pandemic and everything that goes along with it. But Clemson fans, I haven't gotten the sense lately that Clemson fans are in a really good mental space. You know, like they very kind of chippy, easily offended, thin-skinned feeling a little bit lately, and I'm not sure why that is. Michael Stathakis tweets into the show. He says, "Rubbing the rock is a perfect name representation of their incessant need," see what he's doing here, Lonzo, "to stroke their own ego, pull their own chain, and use an online platform to choke their chicken rival by beating off anyone that has a contrary opinion who says that they won't finish first." Lonzo, you didn't dump any of that, did you?
Absolutely.
You dumped that?
Yeah, part of it.
Oh, bummer. Michael, I'm sorry.
Part that is what you do when you're making scrambled eggs. I cut that part off.
Oh, Michael, I tried, man. I tried. You know, it's really, really interesting. That was a tweet of the day, man. Tweet of the day. Absolutely love it. Hilarious. Let's see what you guys are saying about this. Texter says, "Mark Ryan, good thing your opinion doesn't matter." So I opened the show, folks, just today saying that, look, honest opinion. I give you my honest opinion. You guys know that about me. No matter what I'm doing, who I'm affiliated with, you always get my honest opinion. Clemson is missing two of its top 10 players. That makes Clemson, to me, no longer the national title favorite. All right, sorry. At this point, they're not the national title favorite. But guess what? LSU wasn't the national title favorite last year either, and they won. How many years has the team that started number one finished number one? Significantly less than 50% of the time, right? So why Clemson fans are getting so offended by this, I don't understand. Another texter said, "Mark, really? Ohio State has a new logo on their field because Clemson owns them." That's funny. I appreciate that. Texter says, "Mark, I'm not offended at all. I'm just stating the fact that to be the man, you have to beat the man." Another texter says, "Mark, wide receiver and defensive end are the two most stacked positions at Clemson." Totally agree with you, texter. "There will be no drop-off in production, in my opinion." Well, then, why then was Xavier Thomas, along with Justin Foster, your two highest-ranked defensive ends, according to everybody? Xavier Thomas is one of your two highest-ranked defensive ends, a top-10 player on your team, one of nine players on Clemson that made one of Phil Steele's four all-ACC teams. Joe continues, "And also, if this was to happen during the season, then I would say you would be correct, but with weeks to prepare, the backups will be ready to play." I hope you're right, Joe. I hope you're right. Could South Carolina have a website named Rubbing the Something That Rhymes With Rock and it not be taken the wrong way? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think Lonzo is dripping with sweat as we read that text on the air here, sir. Texter says, "Glad I am almost home. Mark Ryan and his sidekick," Lonzo's not going to like that, "are on the radio. They're always taking shots at Clemson and Dabo. It's comical." And you, sir, are listening. You, sir, are listening, and I appreciate you doing so. Lonzo, in your opinion, since I have been here, Have I taken more shots at, and let me ask you guys this as well. Since I've been here, have I taken more shots at Clemson or South Carolina?
Listen, there's an obvious answer to this. You just go back and listen to podcasts. You've taken more shots at South Carolina, obviously, to the point where people think you wear orange underwear. And the fact that you're going...
I was when I was bringing out the trash, Lonzo.
Were you really?
Unfortunately, yeah,
I was. I didn't need to envision that. I didn't want to know the color. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So you absolutely taken more shots at the Gamecocks. And it's just... Clemson people, as you've just said, are fans. Not all of them, just the vocal majority, are very thin-skinned.
Mark, I'm not too concerned about your prediction concerning Clemson. In your first year here, you lost credibility with me when you said Carolina would defeat Clemson. Still love your show. Well, I appreciate the fact that you love the show. And I, at the time, believed, given the fact that I had just watched South Carolina be incredibly competitive at Clemson, in the game right before I moved here, the 2018 game, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at who's coming back. It made sense. I didn't realize South Carolina was going to fall off a cliff next year. Sorry, I didn't realize it at all. Didn't know. Didn't see it. But yeah, no, folks. Look, the reason why everybody thinks I'm against their school is because whenever I am critical, it makes for more noise in the system than when I'm positive, right? So those of you who listen to the show, and by the way, I saw some numbers today that you guys are listening to our station to both local shows between noon and 7 at a very, very high rate. And Rob and I both thank you for that. So we truly appreciate you guys are the reason for our success.
You know what? Diesel and I thank you too.
Lonzo, that was coming. Okay. Both shows. You're on both shows.
I'm sorry. I was just joking. Ta-da.
Yeah, Lonzo's going all Valley Girl on me.
Because it bothers you.
It bothers me so badly. It bothers me so badly. I can't tell you how much this bothers me. Every single commercial break that we have, Lonzo is only responding to me in Valley Girl talk, okay? Now, how long of working with somebody would it take? Like, about an hour into somebody doing that, would they get punched? Like, how long does it take to punch somebody that's talking to you?
Are you going
to
punch me virtually? Oh, is that how you're going to do it?
You're going to hear the microphone shatter here in a minute, Lonzo. You're heading down that road.
I've been waiting for that to happen. You go ahead and shatter that microphone.
But the moral of the story here is, guys, is that when you are critical for, you know, like, you can tweet nice things, right? Like, I opened the show earlier this week about how I think Will Muschamp's doing a really nice job with South Carolina. And that gets far less buzz than when I say Clemson, in my opinion, is no longer the national championship favorite. I have both opinions. I don't just come out with the negative opinions. You get my honest opinion, positive and negative. It just so happens that more of you hear the negative ones. So it creates a situation where the Gamecock fans think I'm against them. The Clemson fans think I'm against them. And the reality is I am very pro both Clemson and South Carolina being great. I root for both of these schools. All right. I want to see you guys have success. I want to see the rivalry, the Palmetto rivalry, become great again. Are you kidding me? And, you know, it's just unbelievable that you can say, hey, if you make the playoff, Clemson, it would be considered a great season this year. How is that an insult? I'm sorry. Making the playoff is not a great season. You know, I feel bad for Dabo Swinney if the way Clemson fans feel is that making the playoff would not be considered a great season. If that's where the bar is, I feel horrible for your head coach, because that kind of pressure leads to burnout, man. It does. All right. Coming up next, a power poll of sorts in the NBA. I need to share with you where I stand as this thing develops. That's coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.